This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here are the details from the Walmart story. The new wage, starting in April, will be at least $9 an hour. About 500,000 people, a half a million people, will see a bump in their take-home pay. Next year at this time, it'll be 10 bucks an hour. Given Walmart's size and its long and not always smooth relationship with its labor force, this is a story with a whole lot of layers. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going with what it's going to mean to the people getting the raise.
At a Walmart Supercenter in Dayton, Ohio, a part-time associate in apparel makes $8.10 an hour. That is the minimum wage in Ohio.
Right now, it's just pretty much paycheck to paycheck.
Barely enough to cover her bills, says Kelly Salee. She has been pushing Walmart to raise its wages with a group called Our Walmart when she's not stocking shelves or working in the fitting room. And she expects her hourly wage will go up by 90 cents. Salee is 22. She's engaged. She wants to start a family. And Salee says she and her fiancé already know what they'd do with more money.
We would save up for a car. We'd be able to pay car insurance.
She could stop taking the bus to work. Aaron Dubay is an economist at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and he says Walmart's decision could make a difference, especially to employees who are making the federal minimum wage. That's $7.25 an hour.
We're talking about $1,000 or $2,000 maybe for some of the more affected workers.
Dubay says there is evidence that when minimum wage workers see their wages rise, they start saving. Amy Glassmeyer is a professor at MIT who spent a lot of time studying poverty issues and what constitutes a living wage. And she says even a modest increase matters.
A family member getting sick, a car needing a repair, a dollar's going to add up. 10% increase is a 10% increase.
But for many Walmart workers who live around the federal poverty line, that's about $12,000 a year for a single person, that increase is likely to provide only some solace. David Newmark is an economics professor at UC Irvine.
This is moving from the bottom to, you know, a shade above the bottom.
Now, Walmart says this pay bump is significant. It's going to cost the company around $1 billion a year. And my colleague Stan Alcorn has been looking at what this will mean for the largest private employer in the U.S.
That's right. I mean, $1 billion does sound like a massive business-altering investment, to me anyways.
No, same here.
Right, but I talked to an economist at Texas Tech. His name is Michael Knoll, and he says to Walmart, with a market cap north of $250 billion, it's a drop in the bucket, and it doesn't change that it's a company fundamentally built on low costs.
Everything is inexpensive. That's their business model. That business model actually hasn't changed.
What has changed is the job market. Unemployment is falling, and as employees have more options, Walmart has to work harder and pay more to keep them.
You see more companies do this because it is that time. The economy is improving, and when the economy improves, wages improve.
But there is something more strategic at play. Zeynep Tan, an operations professor at MIT, says higher wages will help cut down on turnover, which will mean more experienced workers stocking the shelves and talking to customers.
The result is great customer service. The result is excellence in operations. And the result is higher sales and a virtuous cycle.
That all sounds great for workers and for customers. But is it good for shareholders? David Schick, retail analyst at Stifel, thinks that depends on whether they take a long-term view.
Do the investors care more about the visibility of the next 30, 60, 90 days or the long-term? And there's a leap of faith that if you raise wages or cost to running your business, that there will be an outcome that's better for the business.
The fact that the stock price is down more than 3% today is a sign that investors are still working on that whole leap of faith thing. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.